Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Explore life with 657 AM.
You're listening to Intimate Moments with me, Amanda Makabukarachi, on Radio Pulpit, Channel 82, on your DSTV. Now, tonight, we are talking about a gap emotionally between married people, the lost connection, that division. We have spoken about the things that causes that division between you guys. We're talking about how we can solve that. We did mention the unspoken expectations, unhealed heart, misalignment in communication styles, just not understanding one another. There's a story that I want to share with you guys, a story that might sound familiar. There was a lady, a man who was called Sipho, and a lady called Lerato. They have been married for 7 years. They loved each other deeply, but recently they grown distant. Conversations had become short, laughter rare. When I asked them what changed, they both said the life thing is just life. Do you ever speak to people and when they tell you what is going on, they just say, no, it's just life. It's just life. We grew apart. It's just life. They were managing bills, raising children, chasing dreams, but they stopped nurturing one another. We did mention that as we grow individually, our marriages may be affected if we lose focus, if we are not able to manage these responsibilities that we have, the children, the ministries, the businesses, the work, the everything. Like, you know, when you get into marriage, it doesn't mean that now you have to stop chasing your dreams. You have to stop dreaming. You have to just focus on this marriage. No, chase those dreams, but make sure that you are connected with your partner. You don't focus more on these things and focus and forget about your marriage. So they had become business partners in survival instead of lovers in connection. When we unpacked their story, it became clear both of them were just tired, but neither had said it loud. They were not angry, just disconnected. That happens even in friendship. When you feel disconnected, you grow apart. It's because of responsibilities. So in marriage, it's very important. It's very important to make sure that whatever you are doing, you are not disconnected with your partner. So we started small. Each night before bed, they had to share one thing they appreciated about each other. That this will bring back the sparkle. This will bring back the emotional connection, but not immediately. You have to be willing to work on it. You have to be willing to want your marriage work. So at first, it felt forced, but by the second week, Sipho smiled more. Lerato laughed again, because gratitude has a way of reopening doors, and that silence had it has locked. So, and maybe that's where you are tonight. You are tired, you are quiet, but still hoping. Start small, a kind word, a soft look, a simple thank you. Healing doesn't always begin with a big gesture. Sometimes it begins with remembering why you started. Sometimes, you know, what I like here about Intimate Moments when we invite couples, they always come back to me and say, you know what, the conversations that we had there on your show, they made us to remember that, no, man, we love one another. We have been through a lot. No, man, I love my husband. I remember the first time I met him. I remember the first time I met her. So when we ask them, how did you meet? It's not just about the conversation, making the conversation going. But, you know, going back and thinking, that does something to you. Because a couple who has been married for years would tell you that you just get tired. You just get disconnected, not knowing that you love this person. Even now, the way you do things, you just do because you have been with one another for many years and you have forgotten that you are married. This is your wife. This is your husband. There's no connection anymore. But when you go back to these things and just ask and communicate on how we met, how did you feel? Remember the first word you said to me. Remember the first gift you gave me. Remember that song you loved. Remember those places we liked going to, that would bring back a lot. So if you are in this situation, maybe you are saying, you know, we've been married for many years and we're just here, we are just living the married word. But when we're speaking the truth, we're not like living like married people. We've lost when we're not connected anymore. Just go back to just small things. Go out, make time with one another, compliment one another, say something that you know your partner would love to hear. Appreciate your partner. Don't get too familiar with your partner, because that's one of the problems we have in marriages, to get too familiar with your partner, not complimenting him or her, not buying that dress for her, not buying those shoes for him, not thinking of him when you are at work and just text him, I miss you, I love you, I like it when you do this, I love it when you do this. Those small things that will bring back that spark between you and your partner, that will close that gap. Make sure that you always, always striving to see a smile on your partner's face, because if you have that in your mind, a lot of things will go smooth in your marriage. Imagine I go, I'm at work, but in my heart or in my mind, I'm like, okay, what can I do to make my husband happy today? Every day you are like that. Every day like that. There are things you will improve on without being intentional and telling yourself that, okay, I have to work on this. But by just always thinking of your partner and finding ways on how to make him happy, on how to make her happy, on how to bring a smile on his face, on how to bring a smile on her face. A lot of things will run smooth in your marriage. You'll see that the spark is coming back. You'll see that we are connecting slowly but surely. Our marriage is making it so slowly but surely, without even having to struggle, having to fight, having to just look at one another as if you are nothing, you mean nothing to one another. At the end of the day, God has brought you together. God has made you one for a purpose. So make sure you build. When we're talking about building a marriage, we're not just saying it. You have to build. Building is not easy. Building has seasons. You see, when a house is being built, there are different weathers. It's sunny today, too sunny to even build, but you have to build. There will be rain, storms, but you have to build. You have to make sure that you know the vision of what you want to see at the end of the day. So you have to make it work. You have to build. You have to work on this marriage. You know that God has brought you here for a purpose. You have to take this marriage thing seriously. Take your partner seriously. Take your husband seriously. Make sure we are building. When you see him down, make sure you encourage him that, husband, let's build on our marriage. When you see your wife down, you have to make sure that you encourage her. You make sure that she's the best. You make sure that she works on everything that you see lacking in her life. That is building. We build marriages. We don't give up on our marriages. We find ways, even books that we read, make sure you read books that will make you want to build your marriage. Make sure you watch marriage podcasts that will encourage you to work on your marriage. That would encourage you to respect your partner, to understand your partner, to know your partner, to respect marriage, man. It's not just about respecting your partner, but it's to respect the word marriage. This is a God thing. This is a given God gift. You know, when you have something that does not belong to you. Yes, we say it's our marriages, but at the end of the day, a marriage is God's. So God has given it to us. So you have to make sure that this precious thing that God has given me, am I working? Is it in capable hands? Am I doing the right things towards this marriage that God has given me? Before you even say you are respecting your partner, but are you respecting the marriage, the institution that God has given you? If you respect it, it will flow to your partner. If you put God first, that will flow to your partner. So make sure that you build your marriage, put your heart to it, put your all to it. Even your family must know that you are very intentional about your marriage. No one can come and say anything negative about your marriage. No one can come and say just anything about your spouse, because they see how you respect your marriage. They understand how you respect your marriage. No one will come and try to come between you guys, because they know that, you know, these ones, they are one. They are living their marriage. They love their marriage. They respect their marriage. So they will also respect your marriage. If you respect your marriage, anyone that is looking to your marriage will respect your marriage. Everyone that is around your marriage will respect your marriage. Even anything, man. Things, they're just things, not people now, just things that will come and challenge your marriage. But if you respect your marriage, anything that is outside of your marriage will respect your marriage. So we encouraging that here on intimate moments, that you build on your marriage, you respect your marriage, you work on your marriage. Every marriage has seasons. It's not always nice, but the nice thing, the good thing about the winter season, the rains, the storms, the everything, they build something in you. They create something in you. They make you grow. So without these challenges, you won't be who you are. If you look back, if you look back on the things you went through, the painful things, the discouragement and everything, if you had not gone through all those things, will you be the person that you are today? I don't think so, because those things have made you, those things have built you. So use whatever you come across with to build your marriage. Use whatever thing that was meant to destroy you to build your marriage. Whatever that was sent to destroy your marriage, you make sure you confuse the enemy. You make sure that, you know, this is coming to attack us, this is coming to destroy us, but Let us use this thing to build us. Let us use this thing to make our marriage work. Let us use this thing to connect once again. Let us use it to make sure that we are united. Nothing can separate us. Nothing should come between you and your spouse. Make sure that you are one. Make sure that no one talks bad about your wife to you. You know, when people see that you respect your marriage, they know what to say. They know the right things to say. You don't even have to say, no, you don't say this about my husband. No, you don't say this about my wife. But just because the way you respect your marriage, people, they will respect, I tell you, they will respect your marriage. No one can just come and say anything anyhow, not even your families, your in-laws, no one. We have a lot of problems. We have been hearing a lot of things about how the in-laws treat the wives, or the in-laws treat the husband to their child. But I tell you this, you don't have to go to your in-laws and say, no, don't treat my wife like this, don't do this, you don't do that. But you have to just respect your marriage. If you respect your marriage, anything that is outside of your marriage will respect your marriage, will make sure that they don't come between you guys, because you have shown them this, you have modeled this to them, you have walked the godliness in your marriage. You respect your marriage, you respect God, you respect one another, and God will make sure that he walks with you in every journey. Let us go to a song. We're gonna come back just now.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Oh yes, this is Intimate Moments with me, Amanda Magabuka, the Marriage Counseling Show, where we are talking about bringing back that spark, that connection between you and your partner. We talked about the things that will open that emotional gap between the two of you, the busy life, the children, the businesses, the ministries, everything. But we trust God that tonight you are learning and you are able to say, let us try and reconnect again. Let us try and get the spark back again. Let us try and work our marriage. So if love feels distance right now, here are some things that you should try this week. Don't say, no, let's try next year. No. It's Friday tonight. You can try them on Monday. You can try them tomorrow, Saturday. You can try them anytime. Don't put time that is far. Work on it now. Because if you say next year, you don't know what's going to happen during the festive season. That will make you trigger a lot of things and take decisions that you don't want to take. So make sure that you start now. You practice these things now for your own sake, for your marriage's sake. So let's look at the things that you could try that will make your guys to connect again. Just set aside 15 minutes a day. No phones, no distraction. And make sure that you just talk about how you love one another. You just appreciate one another. In some houses, we don't say, I always say here on Intimate Moments, you don't have to do everything that we say you must do. You must choose in every way. You choose what you think can work for you. So if you are a person who doesn't pray, who doesn't hear from God, you won't understand yourself. You won't understand your partner. You won't know what is right for you to do for your marriage. You will try everything that you hear and think that it's going to work for you, not knowing some things are good, but they might not work for you. So you have to know yourself, you have to know your partner, you understand your marriage, you just understand where you are, you understand that your marriage is unique. So you don't take everything you hear, you take what you think or what you know can work for your marriage. So set aside 15 minutes a day. No phones, no distraction. Just look at your partner and listen to him. Listen to her. Ask one question. How's your heart today? Don't respond to fix. Just listen and understand. Just understand your partner. How's your heart? When did you ask that question to your partner? When did you hear that question from your partner? When did you express yourself to your partner? Not expressing your heart when you feel angry, not expressing your heart when there's a conflict, just expressing your heart on how you feel. What has made you feel down? What has made you feel good? What has excited you? What has brought hope in you? What happens? What happened? What is going on to your heart? Just express it. You express it. Anything that you feel, you express. And you must also not listen to fix. Listen to understand, and ask questions. Why do you feel like this? What caused you to feel like this? Because you want to understand, even in the good things that your partner is expressing. You ask why is it making you happy? Why is it making you excited? You're asking to understand. You get to know your partner more. You get to understand your partner more. Sometimes the most healing thing we can offer our partners is presence. Or just be there and sit quietly. Just sit quietly. Listen to your heartbeats. Sit quietly and just feel one another. Sit quietly. Don't say anything. And just... appreciating the presence of your partner, because we get busy. We are not always there with one another. It's always phone calls. But that 5 minutes, that 10 minutes, you're just sitting with your partner, listening to her, listening to him, trying to understand him. It feels good knowing that he's here, knowing that she's here, knowing that it's just the two of you. The children are away. It's just the two of you. It's quiet. It's just silence. And it's just peace. You feel peace. That is good. It feels good. It brings something back to you. Some houses, they say that after 6 p.m., after 7 p.m., after 8 p.m., there are no phones. Put our phones aside. We don't answer the calls. It's just the two of us. The children are in their rooms. It's just the two of us. We are connecting. We are connecting. We're just feeling the love. We're just feeling the intimacy. We're just feeling the emotions. It's the feeling, the peace. It's just the two of you. Those things. It may sound like it's nothing. It's just we are always there here, watching the TV together, or doing what together. But just switch off the TV, and just sit and relax. Just sit and relax. Ask your partner, how was your day? How are you feeling? What's going on in your heart? What would you like to do? Do you feel that you are the same person you were when we got married? you have grown? What is going on? What are you feeling now? Do you like the same things you used to like? Do you love the places that you're going to now? What's going on? You're trying to find out. You're just curious. You know, when you love something and you want to make that something work, you are always curious. You know what to ask. You want to know, man. You love this person. You want to understand. You want to make him happy. You want to make her happy. Those are rare in nowadays. That's why we grow distance with our partners. Those are rare. We are busy. It's computer. There's laptops in front of us when we are together. There's TVs in front of us when we are together. Just put those things away and sit down and just relax and just hold hands and you feel the peace. You shut down on every noise that is around and just connect with your partner. You will see what that will do to your marriage. You will see what that will do to your connection. You will see that what that will do to you guys connecting back again, emotionally, spiritually. So it's very important to sit down with your partner, have a quiet time. I don't even want to say go to a restaurant because there's a noise. It's always noisy, but just sit in your home and listen to one another. Get to know your heart. Maybe you too don't understand because as an individual, you sometimes lose yourself because of things that are happening. So if you can lose connection with yourself and don't get to understand yourself, even when you grow up now, you find that, no, man, I don't like the same things that I used to like. What is happening? Nothing interests me. Nothing. I don't understand what's going on to me. If that can happen to yourself, tell me about the other person. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's very important to go back to one another and sit and get to understand your hearts, get to understand because we grow, we evolve in everything. Get to understand what is going on into our hearts. Sit down and just reconnect. That will bring the spark back into your marriage. That will shape back your marriage, and that will bring love. You say I love you again, because there are people who are no longer saying I love you my husband, I love you my wife. It's the disconnection. It started small, but we did not notice it. But when we try to do these things, when we're intentional about these things, just the small things, just buying that chocolate, just buying that sweet, and when you get home, my wife hears this. When I saw this, I thought of you. Just the little things, you will see what they can do into your marriage. Life changes shapes, man, as we grow. At first, it's exciting and effortless. Later, it becomes intentional. Hence, I'm saying you have to be intentional. You have to choose it every day. Choose your husband every day. Choose to love every day. Choose to be a spouse every day. Choose. It's a choice. You did not only and to choose when you said yes or when you proposed or you decided that I'm choosing this one now. You choose to love your partner every day. You choose to make her happy every day. You choose to see her grow every day. You choose to always make sure that he looks good every day. He feels good every day, spiritually, mentally, physically. You choose. You make sure you do everything that you can, and your vice versa. You will see how your marriage works. Your love will come back again. Loving again after distance requires emotional safety. You know, when you have those quiet times, silent times, you feel safe with this person again. You feel the emotional safety. When your partner feels seen and not judged, healing begins. Because when you ask those questions, how are you? And you don't listen to fix, you listen to understand. Trust me, your partner will feel not judged. They will feel seen, and healing will come again. Healing will begin. Healing will take its part. You will heal, and you become one again. You become connected again. When they can't express pain without fear or of dismissal, connection grows. Connection grows. So make sure in everything you don't listen to fix. You listen to understand. Listen to understand. Even if you can take a minute whenever your partner is saying something and just say to yourself, okay, let me listen to understand. Let me not listen to fix. Because listening to fix builds more problems. Listening to fix, you will have more conflicts because you will fix, you want to fix, and your partner also wants to fix. The fixing, it will mess a lot of things. So listen to understand so that you know where you are at the moment. You are listening to Intimate Moments. We are trying to bridge the gap. You are trying to come back to a connection between married people, bringing back that connection, bringing back that spark, bringing back that love, bringing back that oneness. Take a moment. Choose your eyes wherever you are listening from. Think about the first time you truly felt loved by your partner. Was it the way they laughed, the way they prayed before you, the way they made you sin? Think. I'm sure you're closing your eyes now and thinking and looking at your partner and like, no, it was your smile. It was the way you the pet names that you used to give me. Those that they made me feel happy. So hold on to that moment. Because love is not just a feeling, it's a memory of safety, trust, and choice. So now ask yourself, how can I bring more of that energy back into our presence? How can I bring more of that love back? Sometimes healing a marriage is not about starting over. It's about returning to what was pure in the beginning. Return to what was pure in the beginning. Return to that smile that made you feel goosebumps. Return to those pet names that made you feel good. Return to those small things, buying a chocolate, buying whatever, going out or taking that walk. Return to those things. Even if you feel now, oh, we are unfit now, we can't run, you can just take a walk, hold hands, and just connect and go to that park and sit down and just be quiet and listen to your hearts. And God is with you. God sees your intentions. God sees that you want to work this out. God sees that you want to make your marriage works. And tell me, if God sees that you are putting all that you can on have into your marriage, He will make sure that your marriage works. So it's up to you. It's up to you, your husband. It's up to your wife. Make a decision to work on that marriage. I know some would say, oh, it's a lot of things. But hey, marriage requires work. If you decide to marry, make sure you are ready to work, because marriage requires that. If you are not married yet and you're like, yo, it's a lot, pray, work on yourself, understand yourself. Make sure that you are what you want. Don't say you want a husband who's like this and that and not work on yourself. Work on yourself. You will attract who you are. You will attract what you are. So if you don't work on yourself before you get into marriage, it's going to be a problem. marriage has its own thing. You don't have time to work on yourself while you are there. Because when you are single, God is preparing you for that marriage you are praying for. I'm not saying God is preparing everyone for marriage, because not everyone is going to get married. But if you want to get married, God will give you the desires of your heart. Therefore, you have to work on yourself. You want the marriage, God hears you, then work on yourself. God will give you what you are, will give you what you need. God will give you exactly what you're praying for. So make sure you build yourself, you work on yourself. When you get into that marriage, you are ready, you are prepared. So whatever it is that is there in the marriage, you have worked on yourself. You are able to deal with it in a mature way. You are able to deal with it in a godly way, because you have worked on yourself. Let us go to a break. We will finish up after it.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Advertiser e-business lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I-Radio Pulpit iyi-brand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane. Futhi inabalaleli abadlula u-400,000. Sesinama-package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zoku-advertiser ukuze i-business lakho likhule. Uma ufuna ukuk-advertiser, thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Intimate Moments with me, Amanda Maqabuka. We are working on that marriage. We are building that marriage. We are saying we are connecting again with our partners. We are working on that connection. We are connecting emotionally, spiritually, and we are putting our intentions on that. We are making sure that this marriage is going to work. Whatever that comes, we'll make sure it's going to work for our good. Here are a few truths I've learned working with couples. Number one, love doesn't always feel romantic. Mm-mm. But it can always be kind. It can always be kind. Number two, forgiveness is not forgetting. It's choosing peace over punishment. Because if you don't have peace, that is punishment to yourself. In marriage, you forgive, man. Forgive every day. You make sure that you forgive. You forgive because you want peace. It doesn't mean forgiving you are forgetting. You are not forgetting, and you are not holding a grudge. You are just forgiving. You know it has happened. Alright, it's happened. Now let's move over. Let's not hold grudges. Let's just be peaceful. For my sake, for my partner's sake. It's okay to need help. That's number three. To need help from God, from mentors, from therapy, from marriage counselors. It's okay to need help. Everyone, once in a while, needs help. And there are those who have walked before us. Those people are there to give us help. God is there to give us help. Even yourself, you are there to give help to those who are coming behind you. So that's why you have to make your marriage work. You have to work on your marriage, because whatever you go through now in your marriage, you have to make sure that those that are coming behind you won't go through it. You are there to equip them. Whatever God is doing in your life right now, He's doing it so that you can help the one that is coming behind you. That's why mentors are important. In your marriage, get mentors. In your marriage, get people that you look up to. In your marriage, get people that that will hold you accountable. Don't just leave your marriage. Just the two of you. There's going to be a whole lot of problems there. You will have challenges that will make you to go out and need help. There's no shame in saying we are struggling. There's no shame in saying we need help. There's no shame in saying that our marriage is drowning now. The fact that you are saying it to someone that can help you, it's because you need help on whatever situation that you are going through now. There's power in saying we are willing. That alone is saying, if you're saying we are struggling, let's say we are willing to work on it. The moment you go out there and seek for help and seek for counseling and seek for whatever, that means you are willing. You are willing. So for the mere fact that you are willing, I tell you, your marriage will work. There's no shame in saying, I am struggling. I will repeat that again. There's no shame in saying, our marriage is struggling. Our marriage is falling apart. Our marriage is drowning. You are telling the truth. But now you are seeking this. You are telling this to people who are able to help you. Even when you are looking for people that can help you, You pray for that, for those people. You pray for that person. You don't just go and seek help anywhere. You pray so that God can direct you to the right person, to the right people. It's very important. So tonight we spoke about what happens when love feels distant. But I want you to remember this. Distance can be healed. Don't say, our marriage is over now. There's no connection. It can be healed. You can connect again. All it takes is two people who are willing to move closer. One small act of love at a time. If you are listening tonight and feeling hopeless, please know this. There is always a way back to connection. It begins with honesty, continues with efforts, and flourishes in grace. Let's continue in that. It begins with honesty. Going back to connection. Begins with honesty. Doesn't end there. It continues with efforts. Mm-hmm. And it flourishes in grace. So honesty, efforts, and you will see grace flourishes in your marriage. So here are your reflection questions for this week. What have I stopped communication that my partner needs to hear? What have I stopped communicating that my partner needs to hear? Is it compliments? Is it appreciations? Is it buying gifts? Is it taking him or her out? You must ask that. Number two, what simple gesture can I do this week to show love without words? What simple gesture? Show love without words. Number three, am I listening to understand or I am listening to respond? So love is not perfect, but it's powerful when it's nurtured. Nurture love between you and your partner. And as you rest tonight, may you find peace, softness, and your renewed desire to love deeply again. Thank you so much. This is Intimate Moments, where hearts are seen, stories are heard, and love is always worth the effort. It's beautiful to see a marriage that is being built. It's beautiful to see a marriage that has been struggling and now you see them flourishing. It's good to see two people modeling their marriage in a godly way. Please keep on working on that marriage. Thank you so much for joining us. Every Fridays from 10 till 12, we are here making sure that you work on your marriage. Please have a blessed weekend. We'll see one another next week again. Same time, same place. May the Lord bless you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.